The town of the Blue Mountains is one step closer to finalizing its committee structure for the next 4 years. At its Committee of the Whole meeting on February 27, Council received and reviewed a number of reports from Sao Sean Everett about the following committees: Committee of Adjustment, Parks and Trails Advisory Committee, Transparency and Accountability Committee or Task Force, Agricultural Advisory Committee, Grants and Donations Advisory Committee and Economic Development Advisory Committee. The Transparency and Accountability Committee or Task Force and the Parks and Trails Advisory Committee would be new committees for the town. On the Committee of Adjustment, Council voted 7-0 in favor of a plan to make the composition of the committee entirely members of the public. In the past, the committee consisted of 4 members of the public and 1 councillor. Going forward, 5 members of the public will comprise the Committee of Adjustment. On the Parks and Trails Advisory Committee, Everett recommended that before this committee be formed, it first be a working group of council to take a look at options and terms of reference. Everett said the working group could make recommendations to council about whether it should be a task force, committee or advisory group. Councillors Paula Hope and Alex Maxwell volunteered to join Mayor Andrea Matrasovs on the working group. On the Transparency and Accountability Committee, Everett again recommended a working group to look at the idea. The SAO said he had reached out to the town's Integrity Commissioner Suzanne Craig for more information on the proposed committee. She provided great advice, said Everett, adding that he had consulted with the City of Vaughan, which has such a committee in place. Hope will be joined by councillors June Porter and Gail Arittle on this working group. This is an extremely important committee, task force to do, said Porter. On the Agricultural Advisory Committee, Everett recommended multiple changes to the group, including a reduction in the number of public members from 9 to 6, reducing the number of meetings to 3 per year and the committee ceasing to review development activity. The full list of recommended changes can be found in the CAO's report here. RDL and Maxwell volunteered to serve on the committee. Council also held off implementing changes to the committee and instead will advertise for up to 9 members from the public, with the possibility of a meeting every month with the exception of December. Deputy Mayor Peter Berdignon will once again serve as the chair of the town's Grants and Donations Committee. "This is my background and a passion of mine," he said. Once selected, the committee will continue operating as it has in the past. Council made one change to its terms of reference. The committee will be able to hold fundraising events with the approval of council. Berdignon, Hope and RDL will represent the town on the Economic Development Advisory Committee. Council voted to move from 2 members of council serving on this committee to 3. Everett also recommended a reduction from the maximum of 9 members of the public to 6. The Committee of the Whole recommendation on the various committees will return to Council for a final decision on March 6. Once that decision is made, advertising will begin for community volunteers to serve.